This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Killed 99 people. He went to who was someone who was known to be an abid, a worshipper, and he asked, "Can Allah forgive me?" And the man said, "No, Allah can't forgive you." So since he said, "Well, if Allah can't forgive me, I'll kill you too." So he killed that man, right? Then he eventually, his fitrah pushed him towards, "I want to know, can Allah really forgive me?" So he said, "Where is the most learned amongst you? Who is the alim from amongst you?" So he went to him and he said, "I've killed 100 people, including a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can Allah forgive me?" He said, "Who told you Allah cannot forgive you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all sins. But you need to leave this place, right? You need to go somewhere else. You need to leave and go to a town. There are some people over here who will help you be a better person." So he left and he was on his way there. And what happened to him? What happened to him? He died on the way. And when he died on the way, the angels of mercy and wrath both came and started arguing about who should take him. I want you to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to do for this man who killed 100 people. So they started arguing who should take him. The angel of wrath said, "I should take him because he didn't make it where he was going." The angel of mercy said, no, he was on his way. So they debated. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Okay, this is what you do. You measure the distance between where he's coming from and where he's going. And whichever place you find him closer to, if you find him closer to the place where he was coming from, the angel of wrath will take him and I will punish him. If you find him closer to the place where he was going to repent, then the angel of mercy will take him." Which place was he actually closer to physically at that moment? He was closer to the place where he had come from. So the angel of wrath should have taken him. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the earth between those two places to shrink. This is for a man who killed 100 people. Allah is now ordering the earth to shrink its circumference between those two places so that he was found to be measured closer to the place to where he was going and he was received with Allah's mercy. Now, could not have Allah just made the man die closer? Couldn't he have just made it easy and made the man die closer? Yes, he could have. But the whole point was so that this type of story would reach you and me so that we could understand how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly is for those who seek it. As Allah said, before creating anything, He made an oath with Himself that my mercy will always overcome my anger. So brothers and sisters, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Allah is more merciful than a mother is to her child. Once the companions were sitting around a fire, and there was a child who was playing around it, and every time it would crackle and sparkle, and the fire would shoot up, the mother would reach out and grab her child and pull it back, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. And the companion said, "Yo, what makes you cry, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "Look how much this mother loves her child. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves every single soul that He created more than this mother loves her own child, yet they are so persistent about jumping into the fire." So know, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. He is the most compassionate. He is the most merciful. The only thing that is required from us is to make the intention. It does not matter if you get to where you were trying to go. The results of our efforts are not in our hands. The result of your effort, whether you want to start a business or you want to get a degree, no matter what it is you want to do with your life, the results of that are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effort lies with us. So our job is to make effort towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make effort towards Him, seek His forgiveness, seek His bounty, and He will take care of the results and the rest of it, insha'Allah ta'ala. So it is about what you intended to do, not what you do in your life. So if you intend to do right, you intend to make a change, you intend to be right with Allah, you intend to make better with your life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only facilitate that, but He will reward you even if you die on that path, as if you've reached the destination. Barakallahu feekum jami'an wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sunnah inshallah.